Well, everybody knows the housing market in Texas is on fire, North Texas in particular. We are getting some signs of things slowing down a little bit, though. And the argument is maybe things around the country are slowing down a little bit. But not for one man. Ben Caballero is the founder and CEO of Homes USA. He has an interesting index that we want to talk about. But I'm telling you, he sells houses like crazy, like 10 a day. He joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Well, glad to be here.
So you, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, it averages out. You sell 10 houses a day?
It's more like 12 to 13.
That's staggering. Is it? And you operate in what, it's got to be the hottest area. So you operate in Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, Austin, San Antonio.
Correct, right? Yes.
Couldn't be any better than that.
No, we're lucky. We're in the best place in the world right now.
So you're a realtor.
Yes.
You're an agent.
I'm a broker.
You're a broker. You're all of the above and everything above. But how can you turn houses like this? You have associations with like Toll Brothers and the Hortons or whoever?
We work with about 65 production builders in the four Texas markets. And we don't work with retail customers at all, just the volume builders.
So you're selling, to whom are you selling then? You're not selling to individuals?
We represent the builders in marketing their homes to realtors through MLS.
And so you're the go-between, the realtor and a Toll Brothers or something?
Essentially, you know, there's listing agents and there's selling agents that represent the buyers.
Right.
And we represent the builders in a exclusive agency basis through MLS to get their information, to get the new home information out to the realtor market that has the buyers. So builders don't really need someone to sit on site to sell their homes. They have professional sales departments and people and marketing departments.
Right.
So a realtor would typically do that if they were going to list the home for them, but they have that. So what they do need is to have good representation on MLS. And so we have a platform that ensures accuracy, speed, timeliness.
You got some good wordsmiths and
professional photography and
pictures and
right,
so, staging the house.
I mean. Well, the builders do all of that.
So they
have model homes and they have professional designers that do that. We don't really go on site because they have people that do all of that.
So is this going to slow down ever? I mean, aren't these guys going to run out of land to build these big, enormous, you know, subdivisions?
Well, we're fortunate. We have a lot of land in Texas, and, you know, there's a lot between here and the Red River, so they'll keep on building.
What about, and so you've been in this business forever, and we were talking earlier, you used to do multifamily. I've never seen multifamily, and even for sale, condominiums, that sort of thing here, accepted in this area like they have been over the last decade or so.
Well, we're becoming more cosmopolitan.
Is that a sign of that?
We have a lot of people moving in from the north and the west, and so in from everywhere, I guess. So that comes with the territory.
So you've seen some real estate cycles,
yes,
through here. I mean, housing and people. I mean, some people wouldn't believe that there is some cyclicality to the housing market because it's just gone straight up. But how do you tell when it slows down, when it's going to slow down?
Well, we track it very closely. We track the MLS sales data, and we separate between new homes and pre-owned homes. So, I think it was back in 2012. The cycle goes up in mid year, and then falls in the last 6 months.
Because everybody wants to buy a house during the summertime.
But that particular year, it didn't go down. It kind of leveled off. So that told me that the market was going to be really strong in 13, and it was. So now, you know, we're seeing kind of the opposite. The market started slowing down for us in September as far as listing new homes. And so it's still very good in some areas, but in some areas it's
in slow. Some areas around here.
Yes.
So
yes.
There are pockets within the North Texas area that are hotter than others.
Oh, yes. Fort Worth, the 400,000, 400,000 to 500,000 is doing well, but in Dallas, it's not doing so well. We have a little bit of an oversupply.
Do you get more house for $400,000 in Fort Worth than you do in Dallas?
A little bit, because the land's a little cheaper.
Yeah. And they're moving to the north. They've got a lot of, and Fort Worth has a lot of land to the north. This city developed to the north originally.
Right. We have plenty of land. They're going, there's a lot of activity in the south too, south area.
So you have this index that you put out. And one thing that I saw was it looks like prices may still be going up, but the houses are staying on the market a little longer. It's getting tougher to sell them?
You know, we haven't, our index isn't reflecting that yet. In Houston, it's actually, the days on market has been going down a little bit. I haven't really seen a big difference in the days on market, to be honest with you, but I anticipate that we will.
Well, is it have home prices come down, or has the rate of increase slowed?
The average sales price has come down a little bit.
So it's net, you mean the house is going for net less money?
Yes. Now, I haven't stratified it to see if the average sales price is a reflection of more house for the money, or they're building more lower priced homes.
And that's what some of the large volume home builders have told us before in interviews, is that they could ride out some cyclicality because they had the ability to change the house, make rooms, cut down the square feet, or change the number of walls or whatever, something, to get the home price down or get it to conform. Do you see that too?
A little bit, yes. Every market over reacts one way or the other. I mean, if going up, it overreacts upside, and then it overcorrects going the downside. Stock market is a very high indicator of that sort of thing. But we're seeing builders cutting back and changing their floor plans. And accommodating that sort of thing.
So let's talk about the cities you serve. Austin, I've seen articles, especially over the last couple of weeks, with Apple making their big announcement about expanding in Austin, that Austin is outpacing Dallas for desirability among millennials and for growth. What kind of growth are you seeing there vis-a-vis Dallas-Fort Worth?
Well, Austin is a strong market, but Dallas is too. I mean, I wouldn't say there's a lot of difference and as far as demand or desirability for the type product. Austin probably selling a little bit more per square foot. Austin is a strong, strong market. They have so much going for them.
So what do you think $40 oil does to Houston?
Well, it depends how long it stays there. that was a big surprise.
So you are a Guinness World Record holder.
Correct.
For selling houses.
Correct.
Have they ever had a category like that before? They had to make this one up for you, didn't they?
Yes. They never really had anybody that, I guess, applied. So.
Do you live in an apartment by any chance?
No.
Okay. I thought I would trap you. Ben Caballero's founder and CEO of HomesUSA.com. It's a pleasure to meet you. I'm impressed.
Well, same here.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.